Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Reputation Capital, How to Navigate Crises and Protect Your Greatest Asset. Written by T.J. Winnick. Narrated by Jeff Hoyt. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently. Warren Buffett. Preface. Reputation Capital isn't based on classroom learnings. It isn't a textbook written in the abstract. This is a practical guide informed by my nearly 3 decades in communications, 20 years of which were spent as a broadcast news reporter, and my subsequent and current career as a counselor of crisis communications and issues management. When it comes to the media's dogged pursuit of a story, you might say I've been both the hunter and the hunted. Among the most memorable stories I covered as a reporter were those focused on an organization or individual in crisis, confronting a potentially reputation-defining dilemma, scandal, or emergency. Some of these events or issues were self-induced through poor decision-making. Others were honest mistakes, accidents, or the result of external forces genuinely beyond the C-suite's control. Regardless, the stakes couldn't have been higher. The reputation and the viability of brands hung in the balance. How those in charge responded in the maelstrom of a raging crisis had the power to bolster, damage, or destroy all that they and their colleagues had worked tirelessly to build. Crises can include everything from executive misconduct to workplace violence to a product recall. Anything that might disrupt operations, place an organization's personnel in danger, or result in a loss of trust. Some of the biggest crises I covered were the British Petroleum BP oil spill along the Gulf of Mexico, the Pennsylvania State football scandal, sexual abuse cases involving the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston, and the Toyota recall of 2009 and 10. Each of these crises claimed multiple victims, destroyed lives, and had a lingering impact on the families, businesses, industries, and leaders, in many cases now former leaders, at their center. My career in journalism provided me with a front-row seat to these real-life dramas, reporting on those whose reputation was under assault by internal and external critics. I learned what contributed to effective and ineffective crisis communications and how a brand's reputation, good or bad, was impacted as a result. I witnessed responses by management teams that fell everywhere along the spectrum, from masterful and adept to incompetent and pathetic. Some leaders mismanaged crises and communicated in a manner so tone-deaf that it was genuinely difficult to comprehend how they'd risen to a position of prominence in such demanding and competitive industries. Other leaders navigated a crisis with such cool confidence it was as if they had a playbook for that very scenario. Inevitably, some leaders are done in by their own pride. They're combative with the media and anyone else who happens to question their decision-making. Assuming a defensive posture and tone, these executives appear more focused on picking a fight or settling a score with anyone who even remotely suggests assigning responsibility than to solving the crisis at hand. So, is there a secret sauce to maintain a pristine reputation in the face of adversity? The answer is never that simple. Any successful strategy to protect a reputation must begin with the time, effort, and energy a brand has put into cultivating the trust, admiration, and loyalty of its key constituents. Then, when disaster does hit, that groundwork, coupled with ample crisis planning undertaken ahead of time, will ensure a brand remains unscathed. One thing, however, is clear. Withstanding significant reputational damage rarely depends on an organization's size or available resources. More important are the ability to relate to and empathize with others and to maintain a strong moral compass, a true north to guide leaders when times get tough. How an organization responds to and communicates at a challenging time will always represent a fork in the road. Choosing the correct
Sample complete. Ready to continue?